This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. De'Ron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all right? But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
Very big praise for De'Ron Payne from defensive coordinator Joe Witt today out in Ashburn. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. It feels like now or never time for De'Ron Payne, who had the monster season with a contract on the line back in 2022, posted 11 and a half sacks, and hit the quarterback 20 times. Far and away, the best numbers of his career.
He was incredible that year.
His only Pro Bowl that year, Danny. 2 years since, he has tallied 4 and 4 sacks. I believe one of those was a 2-sack game. So otherwise, basically had 2 sacks and 16 games worth of football. He's hit the quarterback 18 times total in 2 years since the breakout 20 QB hit season when he got paid. This was the fear, was if you looked at his numbers, he had been essentially the same guy for 4 years prior to the fifth year in a contract year when they paid him, and he had the massive total. And everyone wanted to pay him, and you have to pay good football players. So that's what they did. But when a guy was something for that long and then something different in a contract year, there's always a little bit of hesitation. There's always that feeling of what if he was just ultra motivated and he's actually more the guy that we've been seeing more of before this.
No, you nailed it. You were all over this. You were right about this and I was wrong. I mean, I'm watching the games and I'm going, I've never seen him do that move before. Right. You could picture it. If you got to go back in the way back machine now, it's been 3 seasons, I guess 2, entering season 3 since then, where he's lined up on the right shoulder of the center. He takes a step forward. The center tries to get hands on him, and somehow he darts over to the left shoulder of the center, knocks the dude sideways, and goes and hits the quarterback. He did that 50 times. I'd never seen him do that before. And I go, you see, this is the breakout. This is the got in the lab and worked with whomever on pass rush moves and the array, and look at all the devastation he's going to cause. This is the awakening. This is the new beginning, capitalizing off a big jump in quarterback hits from the year before. You'll see, in 2 years did not equal those totals combined of everything from quarterback hits to tackles for loss to sacks to everything under the sun that's going to measure how disruptive a defensive tackle is. He has simply not been that.
I still think there's a lot more in the tank than we've seen the last year or two, though. I don't ever expect 2022 to happen again when he was 25 and really just coming into his prime. He exploded that season physically. And I thought mentally he was at his best and just maybe the game slowed down. And he was seeing things, and maybe even, you know, there's like a baseball player with some balls fall in.
Yeah.
Probably some times where the C's opened up or they blocked down and you got a chance to slip through a crack and it happened. A lot of things fell together at the perfect time. And with every sack, he was counting his money. Remember, he was doing the like the Manziel thing, rubbing his fingers together, going, pay me my money. He was doing the sign me the check thing. Uh-huh. That was his big celebration. So everything was about the payday. He got the payday. 34 games since, 8 sacks. And it's not all about sacks, but how about tackles for loss? 18 total over 2 years. That's what he had in that payday year. And the question becomes, do you think he's got another dominant season in him? Can he get back to that 22 campaign, or will that be an outlier in his career when it's all said and done? Because it's actually a huge sample size now.
Yeah.
He gets 7 seasons of his career. That's a lot of football. We're talking about 115 games. This is the equivalent, you know, in baseball, we talk about, oh, he's off to a slow start. It's 20, it's 40 at bats. This is like 2 seasons in, pretending like we really don't have any feel what a player is going to be at some point when they've played now, you know, 325 games or whatever. Daron Payne, 7 seasons.
Yep.
6 of them look very, very similar. And then there's one that looks nothing like the others. So the question for you guys, will open up the phones, 800-636-1067. Washington needs pass rush. We're not really sure where it's going to come from. They lost a 10-plus sack guy in Dante Fowler. They lost their best pass-rushing defensive tackle in Jonathan Allen. Can Daron Payne find that fifth gear again, or is that ship sailed?
I mean, you heard from Joe Witt just when asked, who stood out to you? That's the first person he mentioned. Now, maybe he's putting that on his plate saying, we need you to be that, so let's try to live up to it. So who knows, you know, what's motivating the different people. But in the absence now of John Allen, that's one of your elder statesmen, a guy that's been around, that's, you know, he's been fine, that one great year notwithstanding. But other than that, you know, saying you're not great isn't always an insult. He's been solid. He's been fine. He's been in a bona fide, solid starter in the NFL at a defensive tackle spot, if not on sexy. Some of it is maybe scheme, design, where he's not asked to do certain things anymore. And I think a lot of times guys that are lining up and necessarily getting double teamed don't, you know, have that bit of production. If it's the point is to occupy blockers so other people can roam free, it's always hard to figure out what you're asked to do in a given play. I just know that it looks different with other guys more often because you see some of those drives. Remember that Denver game a couple seasons ago, that wild Sam Howell affair. There was a drive that Daron Payne on first down, Daron Payne on second down, Daron Payne on third down, and they punted. And you went, oh my God, that.
He's had the most number of those drives of any player around here in like 10 years. We should come up with a name for it. But like the first, second, third down impact play, mm-hmm. where it was like, okay, he made the tackle at the line of scrimmage, second and 10. He forced an incompletion with pressure coming up the middle, third and 10. He batted the ball there off the field. It was just the Payne drive. Mm-hmm. Allen had one or two of those. Payne's had like 6 or 7 of those.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has been in stretches at times, very noticeable, very obviously just awesome.
But,
and if you sleep on this, but like the playoff game against the Bucks, remember back in 2020 when they had the home playoff game, the 7.
Yeah, he was great. That's right.
He had multiple sacks in that game. He was the only guy defensively on the line. That was that vaunted Sweat, Young, Allen, Payne line where all first rounders. He was the only guy that did anything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And he ate. He just sat down at the table and
good pull.
Didn't walk away until he was full.
Highest cap number on the team this year. So if he's making what Dorrance Armstrong's making, we're not having this conversation.
No.
But this is the expectation. You signed the big deal. It hasn't come to fruition since then in the same way that got you the deal.
By the way, his cap number's $26
million. $26 million, dude.
Which, if we're talking about just an elite defensive tackle, is no longer a huge problem because there's guys making, you know, $30-plus million. Well, he's not playing like that at all.
Yeah, and next year's 28, by the way. There's a bit of an off-ramp, but there's still a pretty significant dead cap hit associated with it. So,
two of their highest 4 paid players right now, Payne and Lattimore.
Yeah.
I mean, you need both of those guys to be so much better.
There's no question. So, I don't see it. I've been, when I get burned, I don't forgive, right? It's my Jahan Dotson corollary. When I'm bullish, when I'm excited, when I, you know, stake my reputation, whatever that is, saying I see the breakout. I think this is it. This is the arrival. This is the 2.0. Just you wait and see. And then I get embarrassed by thinking that and people dunk on me. I don't forgive very easily. I'm not buying it. Now, I love Joe Witt. I'm a Joe Witt fan. I think this is probably all part of a, a master plan to try to get more out of Daron Payne is to basically put more on his plate and say, there's no Alabama wall security blanket. You are one of the longest tenured players here, right? It's like you, Tressway, Terry McCorn, and a couple other guys who have cut across a couple of regimes. You're here. It's time for you to step at the bleep up. Let's go. So maybe that's what this is.
Here is the case maybe for him having a big season. First, why did he have such a great year in 2022? I think it was because he was super motivated and wanted to be paid. He's not in a contract year, but he might as well be.
Mm-hmm.
This is the penultimate year of his deal. He'll have one more year after this next year where his cap number goes up to $28 million. But Washington, for the first time, has an out in his four-year $90 million contract after this season, where they can turn it into three and about $68 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And yes, they'd have to eat $11.2 million in dead money. I'm not saying they would do this, but they would still save about $17 million cutting him if they wanted to do that. Instead of carrying a $28 million cap number, you could save $17 million, release him, eat $11 million. I bet there'd be a way to parlay that over a couple of seasons.
Yeah, post-June 1st, it's $22 million in savings, and you'd spread out the $11 million dead cap over 2 years.
Right, which is way more doable, and that's almost exactly what they would do if they considered it. But that's if you have another four sack year where you have 13 hits on the quarterback. It looks like it does for a second straight year under Dan Quinn. Because I remember last year at this time, I think the discussion being had in town was, well, it's a new scheme. It's a new coach. They're going to get more out of him. It's a better staff. You know, look at the coaching from Joe Witt and Dan Quinn that he's going to get that they weren't getting before. Rivera couldn't get anything out of him. But we now had a year with him in this system with better coaching. And the result was the exact same sack total, fewer tackles. He went from 13 tackles for loss in 23 to 5 tackles for loss last year. Almost a third. His quarterback hits went from 11 in 2023 to 7 in 2024. Now, did he play a little bit less? In terms of snap percentage, I'll get you that number in a second. I would be willing to say he did because they did rotate a little bit more. Wow, massively so. So he played 79% of snaps in 2023 and 69% last year. So some of the down numbers are just going to be that they kept you a little fresher.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the production? There wasn't the production. So you can't say, well, it's a new defense. Dan Quinn's going to... No. We did that last offseason. The only argument would be he's playing maybe not for an extension, but to make sure he gets $28 million next year instead of getting cut. And the other part of it is, you could say, well, if they would have gone out and added a bunch of talent around him, maybe he benefits, like they once had Sweat, who's better than any defensive end they have at this moment. They once had Chase Young, who attracted more attention before people kind of found out what he was than anybody else. I would say right now, this moment, still better than any defensive end on their roster pretty evenly, easily mm-hmm. and clearly. John Allen's gone, though.
Yeah.
You don't think John Allen took a little bit of heat, pressure, attention away from Daron Payne side by side? I hope Johnny Newton breaks out, and he might. If Johnny Newton becomes a dog, then that's the John Allen presence that'll help Payne. But I actually think it's going to be harder in terms of supporting cast than it's been. Because right now, this moment, he's probably the marked man on your D-line.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he was last year.
No. I mean,
Allen had made more Pro Bowls.
To me, this is, and again, I somebody really, really smart would have to break it down for me and on a play-by-play, drive-by-drive basis, go, this is what the scheme was. This is what we want him to do. I think the days of saying, my defense has a bunch of rules, but we're just going to break them and let this guy go wreak havoc, right? Like, where are you best served as a defense? Right now, it's probably with him holding the point of attack, not getting pushed in the pile, clogging things up to let linebackers run free, to let Luvu, Wagner, and you know, your hybrid safeties or whomever they happen to be run free and make tackles. I don't think it's the extreme, the opposite example would have been Aaron Donald in his prime, where I go, normally my defense is a 4-3 base. I want guys to hold the point of attack. I got this specimen that's a weapon that ruins plays and ruins drives anytime you leave him single blocked. I'm going to let him get upfield and it'll be tougher to fill in the gaps, but he'll disrupt something and we'll get off the field.
You're saying because of the Quinn philosophy?
Right. So maybe the philosophy isn't him being explosive and a pain in the butt. I don't know the answer to that. I guess it's a long way of saying I don't know what he's asked to do on a given play. I also think that if they said, okay, we're turning you loose, you still would get similar production the way you've gotten the last couple of years. I just don't think he has it in him.
I just know when you watch DeMarcus Lawrence under Dan Quinn, it looks really different. I mean, it's just way more impactful. You go back to Quinn in Atlanta with Grady Jarrett. And I don't need 10 sacks, by the way. Sacks in general aren't the best metric for pass rushers in D-line, but especially in the D-tackle room. But it just looks more influential.
I need more than 2 quarterback knockdowns. I need more than 4 hurries. You know what I mean? Like, I need more bothering. I need more tackles for loss, more disruption, more. You can't do it every time.
By the way, those numbers you just said?
Yeah.
That's a good quarter. You know, that's a good game.
Yeah. That's a nice Sunday.
I need those every week. I need 15 of those for $28 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that money, like, that's the money you're paying the guy that takes a game over at that position. That the other team goes back to the sideline and the quarterback slams his helmet down and grabs the iPad and his coach comes over and they're shouting at each other because Daron Payne's just irritating them because they can't figure out how to stop him. That's what should be happening at that money.
So
it hadn't been happening
in
a while.
And going back to it, before that breakout, for that contract year, you know, we talked, I don't know if you remember these conversations, we talked about it in relation to what John Allen had just done, where Allen had, quote unquote, bad luck, then broke out and got some of the sack totals. You looked at quarterback hurries.
His expected batting average?
So to speak,
his expected sack, you know, was probably 11 and he had like 4.
Yeah, in 2021, the year before the breakout, 13 hurries, 9 quarterback knockdowns, 15 quarterback hits, all these different numbers that said, you replay that, you get more than 4 sacks. And then he jumped up and had the career year. And I'm going, see, this is the new normal. And it wasn't at all. I don't know if it's a regression. I don't know if it's a desire thing. I have no idea. I don't know the man. But I'm just saying it hasn't come close to looking like that since, other than a few fleeting moments. And that's been really frustrating.
I mean, he's had so many huge games and huge drives like the ones we've talked about. And he's a really good football player.
Right.
He's a first round pick. It's a player. Giant win, second contract. This is not a beat up Daron Payne session. Like, works hard. I like the guy. But I go back to this time it worked out. It won't always. I don't have rules. I've got philosophies.
Yeah.
And one of mine is, if your only awesome season was a contract year and you had a bunch of years before that weren't awesome, I just don't expect many more awesome seasons after I pay you. And that screams this situation. It's exactly what has happened with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.